The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Nachman Rosen, author of the Birchas Nachman Kuntresim and member of Beis Medrash Gavoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havat Halacha Center.
It says in the Gemara in Tzvachin, Lamed Beis Omed Beis, Amar Ulo Amar Eish Lokish, Tame Shehichnis Yado Lefnim Loka, Tame put his finger inside the Beis HaMikdash, his whole body did not go in, he still gets makas. Shnemar b'chol kodesh leisiga v'la mikdash leisavo. Makish bia l'negiyo, there's a hekesh in the pasuk between touching kodesh and going into the Beis HaMikdash. Ma negiyo v'miktash ma negiyo, just like if you touch a little bit, just with one finger, that's considered touching. So too, af bia b'miktash ma bia. So too, just if one finger went into the Beis HaMikdash, that's also called bias mikdash, and at tave, it's also for the tave to put his finger in, even though his whole body did not go into the Beis HaMikdash. And you see the Gemara assumes that if he would go into the Azara, he would be chayv kares, even on a bia b'miktash, even for just putting his finger in. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Eisver Rav Hoshia Lula, Mitzora Shechal Shmini Shalo, Leos Erev HaPesach, Mitzora Mitzora, who was on his eighth day, where he's ready to become Tar, but it happens to be Erev Pesach, and he has to become Tar in order to eat the Karban Pesach. So when Avirah Keri Bobayo, he was Raya Tumas Keri that day, the Tar Valley already went to the Mikvah. So now he has a status of a Tful Yom. He's called Tful Yom. All he's missing is a Harav Shemesh. All he's missing to become fully Tar is the Shkia Sachabo. So he's a partial Tomei. He's called Tful Yom. Amr Chachamim, Afbish ain't Tful Yom, Acher Nichnos. Chachamim said, even though a regular Tomei who's a Tful Yom is not allowed to go into the is not allowed in the Beis HaMikdash, Zeh Nichnas. This Balkari, who's a Tful Yom, is allowed to go in. Mutav Yavo Asei Sheish Bekares, Vietcha Asei Sheim Bekares. Because if he doesn't become Tahar, if he doesn't become Tahar from his Tumas Mitzoyro, he will not be able to eat the Karim Pesach. If he doesn't eat the Karim Pesach, it's Mechaib Kares, in the Vatal. Is mevatel the mitzvah of Karim Pesach. So because he need, and in order to become Torah from Tumas Mitzayra, he has to put his finger into the Azara. The Mitzayra has to put his finger in the Azara to get the dam of the Asham and the oil of Elohim HaShemen has to go on his fingers. He has to stick his fingers in the Azara in order to become Torah, and he needs to be Torah in order to eat Karim Pesach. So the assay that has karis, the Karim Pesach is doicha the assay of the Tful Yom, putting his finger of the Tful Yom coming into the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi explains over here that there's, when it comes to a Tommy person coming into the Beis HaMikdash, there's two areas of the Beis HaMikdash. There's the regular Harabayish, just the regular part of the Beis HaMikdash where you first come in, that has less of a Kedusha, but it's called Machna, it's considered Machna Leviyot. And someone who's Tameh, Tumazov, or Balkari, let's say, who did not go to the Mikvah. So he is also, he is an Isser Asay to go into anywhere in the Harabayish. Even though he's not good, and we're not talking about the Azara, that's the next level. To go into the Azara, you may have Karis. But if you're just in the Harabayas outside of the Azara, then you're only over an Asay. So Rashi says over here, Rashi says, Afabish ain't for Yom Acher, shall Tumas carry Nichlas Harabayas, to exert full Yom Dizov, Kizov Domi. So Rashi explains that the Gemara is saying, that the Tful Yom, to walk into the Harabayis, is over an assay, must be holds that a Tful Yom of Azov is like Azov. Why? Because Azov is Osir in Machan, not only Machan Shechina, also Machan Leviyah. Machan Leviyah is the whole Har Bais. That's a bit of a Zav. But see, here, he went to the mikvah already. He went to the mikvah already. He's partially tar, just missing the Har of Shemesh. You bought HaShemesh v'tar. For Truma, you're not allowed to eat Truma until sunset. He's not totally tar yet. So Rashi says, this brisa holds that a Tful Yom is like a Zav. Tful Yom of a Zav is like a Zav. So he's like a Zav, so he has a din of a Zav. A Zav is also in the whole Har Bais. He's also Isra Asay for him to go into the Azara. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Mutav Yova Yasei Shiesh Bekaris, that Asay needs to become Tar to eat the Karim Pesach. Yidcha Asay Shiesh Bekaris, to be Madcha the Asay of Tumas, Rashi says, Shiluach Tamei Mehar Bais, sending out to Mayim from the Har Bais is an essay. And essay Shbekaris is Doich. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan Omer Dvar Torah Afilu Asay Imboi. Shema Vayama Yehoi Shofot Vekal Yehuda Vishlaim Eves Hashem Lefnei Achotzer Achadosha. My Chotzer Achadosha Rabbi Yochanan Shechidj Bedvar Ramu Tvul Yoim Al Yikoris Lamachna Leviyah. Rabbi Yochanan says that a Tvul Yoim, there is no Isser Deiraisa at all for him to go into the Har Bais. There's no Isser for him to go into Machna Leviyah. It was just a Takona Drabonon by the time of Yehoshafat HaMelech. Reichen Darshan's deposit, Chotzer Chadosha, they made a new Takona, but Tvul Yom of Azov is not allowed into Machna Leviyah. It's not allowed in the Har Bais. So Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan held, what's the Machlag? Rabbi Yochanan held that a Tvul Yom of Azov is not like Azov. He's Lavka Zov Domi. So that means he doesn't have his, he's a Tvul Yom, he went to the mikvah, he just didn't have a Har of Shemesh. So Rabbi Yochanan holds his Lavka Zov Domi. He doesn't have a Din of Azov. He doesn't have a Din of Azov. There's no Isser Deraisa to be in Machne Leviyah. There's no Isser to be in the Har Bais. It's just the Takana Drabonon. So Rechon says, for sure, in order to be Mekayim, the Asay Sheish Bekaris of Kram Pesach, he's allowed to go in to the Har Bais. So now the Gemara gets back to what was the Kasha on Ulo that said, Biyo B'miktzah Shmo Biyo. So the Gemara says, E Amris Biyo B'miktzah Shmo Biyo, if you're going to say, even putting your finger, your foot into the Beis HaMikdash, when your tome is called, going into the Beis HaMikdash, hey, chimal yodim bibbehoinis, aydi vaydi asay sheish bekarisu. How could the Metzayra, you know, he has, in order to come toward, eat the Karim Pesach, he has to put his fingers into the actual Azara. He's standing in the Har Bais. He has to put his finger into the Azara. The Azara is where the Mizbeach was. The Azara has a greater level of Kedusha. He has to stick his finger into the Azara so that the Kayin could sprinkle from the blood of the Oshum and the oil, which is called the Loi Shemin Shel Metzayra, to sprinkle the oil on the Metzayra's fingers. But the Metzayra, in order to come Tari, has to stick his finger into the Azara. So he's doing a partial coming into the Beis HaMikdash. He's doing a Via B'miktzas. So the Gemara says, if Ulo is right, that Via B'miktzas is called Via, so now he's a Tful Yom, not that's in Machna Via. He's a Tful Yom that's in Machna Shechina. He's a Tful Yom that's in the Azara. Tful Yom in the Azara is a Chiv Karis. She says, a Tful Yom in the Azara, it's a chiv kares. So how could you say that? Because he has to become tar from the mitzayra in order to bring the current Pesach, which is assay that has kares. He could be doicha this or tomo. The tomo here is also an assay that has kares. So it must be that bio mixus lashma bio. And that it's, that just, since most of his body is not in the azar, he's only in the Har Bais, just his finger is in the azar, that he's not considered coming into the azar. So he's not considered in Nazar, he's only Machna Leviyah, and that is either, that there's no Asay Sheish Bekaris, it's either according to the Braisa, and Asay according to Rabbi Yochanan Drabon. So that's the Gemara's Kasha on and Ula. So he answers, Amalei Matuncha. Shani Mitzora Hove Hutul Tzerato Hutul L'Kiryuyot. Rashi explains, it means from the place that you're coming, Matuncha, where you're coming to put weight on me, I'll put weight back on you. That a Mitzora, since the Torah says, this is how the Mitzora becomes Torah, by putting his finger into the Hazara, so the Torah says he's allowed to do it, even though he has Tumas Mitzora. Even though he has Tumas Mitzora, so the Torah is mat, the Torah says he's allowed to do it. The Torah is mat to the Isser. It's Hutra. So once the Torah is mapped to the Isser, for the Mitzayra putting his finger into the Azara, now that he's also a Val Keri, he was Rav Keri Bevayom, he has another Tumah. That's also, once the Torah was mapped to him to go into the Azara, it's mapped to the Keri also. It's mapped to all the Yisurim are Mutter to him. All the Isser Tumahs. Are Mutter to him. That is what the Gemara says over here on Beis and Beis. So I'd like to discuss a kasha you could ask like this. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi said that this going into the Machna Leviyu, into the Harabayis, is not an Issa D'Oraisa. So Rashi said, why? Because of Tvu Yom Dezov, he holds Lav Kezov Domi. He's not like a Zov, so there's no Issa D'Oraisa Machna Leviyu, it's just a Takana D'Rabbanon. So then, how come if he puts his finger into the Azara, as this is true, Machna Shechina, the Gemara says, is going to be Oyver, he's going to be Chayv Karis. But Rabbi Eichon holds he's not like a Zov. It's fully on the Zov, Lab Kazov Zomi. He's not a regular Zov, he went to the Mikvah. He's just waiting for his Harav Shemesh. So Rabbi Eichon says he's not a Zov. So the same way you're telling me that when he puts his when he's in Machna Leviyu, he's not even Issa D'Oraisa. So why is the Gemara saying he goes into the Azara, he's going to be Chayv Karis? So, just in this Gemara, you could answer that what it means Tful Yom Dezov Kizav Dami or Lav Kizav Dami, that just means the guy with the Chumras of Zav. But Tful Yom Kizav Dami means he has a Din, he has a Chumra Tum Azav. Lav Kizav Dami, he doesn't have a din of Tumah Zav. And we know that Zav is more chomer than some of the other Tumas, like Tommy Mace. A Tommy Mace is only Aser Machne Shechino. It's only Aser in the Azara. A Zav and a Bal Keri is not allowed even in Machne Leviyu. He's not allowed in the whole Harabais. So what you could say that the Gemara means is, Tvul Yom Zav, Lav Kizav Dami. He doesn't, a Tful Yom of a Zav, since he already went to the Mikvah, he doesn't have the Tumah of a Zav, that he's Osir in Machne Leviyu. So there Rabbi Yechon said, it was just to come to the Beis HaMikdash, without going into the Azara, it's just the Drabon. But to put his finger into the Ezus Yisrael, into the Azara, with the Mizbeach is, that, you don't need a Din of a Zav, that, just cause he's Tamei, so he's Lavkizov Domi, you're right. Tvul Yom Dezov Lavkizov Domi. He's not a Zov. But he's still Tomei. So he's still Tomei and he put his finger into the Azor, all Tomeim in the Azoro, and Chayav Karis. That L'Chayav is what you could say. The question is, there's a Gemara earlier, in Zvachim on Yedzayinim Abeis, the Gemara says, talks about, what about him? Is a mechusa kipurim dezov kizov domi. What's a mechusa kipurim? So Tommy, let's say Yoledis, who went to the mikvah, but she didn't bring her carbon. She has to bring a carbon to become mutter, to eat kachim, to become totally tar. That's called a mechusa kipurim. So the Gemara says a mechusa kipurim of a zov who did not yet bring his carbon to become tar. Is he like a Zav? Right, so Rashi explains, what does it mean, Mechusa Kippurim Dezav Kezav Domi? Rashi says, it means, if he's Kezav Domi, Rashi says, it means that if he eats Kachim, he's Chayv Karis. But if he's Lav Kezav Domi, then he's not Chayv Karis eating Kachim. That's where it says by Mechusa Kippurim, Machogus of Mechusa Kippurim dissolve, Kizav Dami, or Mechusa Kippurim dissolve, Lam Kizav Dami. So, Chayra, you should say that the Tful, whether the two Sugyas are the same. If it's Tful Yom, the two Sugyas are Mechusa Kippurim, Kizav, sorry, Mechusa Kippurim dissolve, Kizav Dami, and Tful Yom dissolve, Kizav Dami. Is the same issue, whether it's full yom of a zav has the status of a zav, and whether mechusa kippurim of a zav has the status of a zav, well, chayra, it should be the same thing. And Rashi and Daf Yitzayin on Beis says if you hold a mechusa kippurim of a zav is not like a zav, that there's no isser, he's not chayv kareis for yin kachim, so then why is it that an argamar on Lam Beis and Beis Rashi holds that it's even through Rabbi Yochanan, that it's full Yom Dizov, Lam Kizov Domi, he's now Kizov. Still, if he goes into the Azara, if he goes into the Azar Sistro, he's gonna be Chayv Kareis, even though he's not Kizov Domi, but he's still a Tomei. He's still a Tomei. So how come by Mechusa Kippurim Dizov, which in the Gemara says Lam Kizov Domi, Rashi says that there'll be no Chayv Kareis for eating Kachin? Why? L'chayr is Tomei anyway, even if he's not a Zav. You don't have a Chumra of a Zav, but he's still a Tomei. He should still be Chayv Kareis for eating Kachim. And Tosis on Yizayin and Beis, he has a lot of kashas in Rashi. He says we know that a Mechusa Kippurim who goes into the Azor is Chayv Kareis. And there's a hekesh between eating Kachim and going into the Beis HaMikdash. There's a hekesh between eating kachim and going into the Beis HaMikdash. So if Rashi is saying a mechusa kippurim of a zav is not kizav, according to that man, the Omer, he's not chayv kareis for eating kachim, you should also hold you're not chayv kareis for coming into the Azara, for coming into the Machne Shechina. And there are a lot of Gemaras, text brings a lot of Gemaras that say that he is chayv kareis for coming into the Azara, just like the Gemara by us, the Lam Beis. Based, that was the Gemara's kasha, that how can he stick his finger into the Azara if you hope he'll look to Shmabiyo? So he's putting his finger in the Azara is considered that he came into the Azara Sisro and he's going to be Chayv Karis. I'd say Shibay Karis. How could it be Doicha the current Pesach? How could the current Pesach, which is Asay Shibay Karis, be Doicha the Isra Tumo? Here too, once he's going into the Azara, the Tumo is also Chayv Karis. The question is, Rashi over there in Afid Zayin seems to say that if you hold Mechusa Kippurim Dissolve, Lav Kizov Domi, that he's not even a Tomei, Lagabe eating Kachim. So why is he a Tomei, Lagabe Yas Mikdush? So I just wanted to suggest a practical answer based on Rashi and Menachos on that, Chav Zayinu based. Rashi by us on Lam Beis brings the Gemara, saying the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara says over here, Nechusri kapara shenichnesu la'azora b'shoigei chayv chatos b'meizid onish kares. And Nechusri kapara who entered into the Azora means Ezos Yisro, machne shechino, b'shoigei giz chayv chatos b'meizid he gets kares. Ve'ein tzorech lomar tzvul yom v'shara kol tzvayim. And certainly a tzvul yom, another tzvayim who went into the Azora, are chayv kares. Rashi says, Rashi Menachos says, how do we know what's the source, what's the makar in the Torah of such a din? Rashi is a pasuk in Parshas Chukas. Rashi says, it says, Ish asher gitmo velo yischato, es mikdash Hashem timei v'nichrso. So it was Tomei, Rashi says, velo yischato means they didn't yet bring his carbon. So he's a mechusa kippurim. He's a Yoledes, is trying to become Torah, but didn't yet bring his carbon to become totally Torah. And that's the pasuk means Ish Shar Yitma V'Lo Yischato, and it says Yechayv Karis. And then the pasuk says Oy Tumasei Boy, the same pasuk to tell you also it's full Yom Yechayv Karis if he goes into the Azara. So it seems that Rashi holds that this is not that it's full Yom and of Mechusa Kippurim. Walking into the Ezra Yisrael, walking into the Machne Shechino, that it's Chayv Kareis, that's a fair shigzeris, the cost of, no one's gonna argue on that. It doesn't matter, it doesn't depend on the machlokias of Tful Yom Dizov, Kizov Domi, or not Kizov Domi, or Machusa Kippurim Dizov, Kizov Domi, or Lam Kizov Domi. that doesn't, this, when he walks into the Azorah, he has Bias Mikdash into the Ezus Yisrael, into Machne Shechina, there it's Pasha, it's Gzeres HaKosu, Pasha Shukas, the Yisrael Karis, there's no Machlekes, there's just the Machlekes, there's no getting other things. Like Rashi says, that does he have a din of Azov, Lugabe, that Azov has Isser Asay in Machne Leviyah, Rashi in David Zayin goes even further and says that if he's not Kizav Dami, then there would be no Karis for eating Basar Kodesh. But the guy with the B.S. Mikdash and Rabbi Yitzchayev Karis, that seems to be the answer for Rashi.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.